Chapter 2. Shamail, April 2010, Sutton High Street. It began in March, April. Late at night, anyhow. Making himself scarce had been fine by Shamail before it started chucking it down. Sheltering under the awnings of KFC, the only shop with its metal grill lowered, he heard the sound of tire treads making spray out of standing water. Turning in time to see a driver's window slide down, he clocked the make of a car as it drew alongside the curb, deciding it posed no threat. Shamail! At the sound of his name hurled unexpectedly into the dark, the boy's shoulders froze. What are you doing out so late on your own? Recognising his history teacher, he breathed out, swaggered over, jeans low on his hips, eyes blinking, beanie dripping. Slapping one hand on the roof of Mr. Stevens' car, he threw back his head. I'm walking, innit? What you doing? Offering you a lift. Get in before I change my mind. Shamail didn't appreciate the presumption that teacher's authority extended beyond the wire-fenced perimeter of the school. Nuh-uh, I ain't getting in no courses, see? Mr. Stevens' friendliness turned to exasperation. Only you can worry how you look in the dead of night. Do I have to, sir? But seeing he had reached situation unavoidable, Shamail loped around the bonnet, the slant of driving rain picked out in the headlights, wipers cranking back and forth. The passenger door dropped inexpensively as he opened it. Two Door Cinema Club was playing on the stereo, not his scene, but definitely not the dad rock he had expected. A bag of chocolate limes lay open on the dash. Shamail got in. He felt every inch of wet denim where it adhered mercilessly to his skin. Help yourself, his teacher nodded to the overspill of sweets. Then, just as the boy took the cellophane wrapper in his teeth, he turned. Do your parents know where you are? Look busy. Use your shivering as an excuse. Not something, sir. It was warmer outside. You need to get out of those wet clothes. Mr. Stevens twisted the control of the heater to red, the second dial to four. Waiting for the blast of Arctic air to turn tepid, Shamail rubbed his hands together.